slide, nigga. No catfishing, this is not a fish fry, nigga. Never switch sides on my dog. Catch a contact, hit your ride, go to Mars. Everybody sing. How could you come about your face and say I ain't the hardest nigga you'd have never heard? I left off like a rapper's dead and bird. A verse for me is like 11 birds. It did the math, it's like $2,000 every word. I'm on the purge, I beat the church. I kill some niggas and I walked away from it. Then I observed just how you curved. Then told a nigga that they gotta wait for me. I know you ain't hot demand. I'm ballin' on the pussy nigga like Juana, man. I'm drownin' all inside the pussy like I never swam. Hey, fuck your IG, I put something on your sonogram. I'm the man.
Me at the London. If you find time, we can run one. Talk about some things we can undo. You just in the pen, I can find you. 6-1 on the money, 9-2. You just say the word and I run through. Text, no reply, that's when I knew, yeah, I knew.
Tip talk, church talk, I can make a brick walk. Up north, down south, bankhead to Rachel walk. Hit it with a little water, stretch it like a vocal cord. STD, I ran my ward, fuck a fed and his daughter. I'ma rent a compound, yeah. I supply the cigarettes and bread. Woo. I got a man and she gon' ride. She took a quarter and she fled. I'm in the land, so she gon' ride, yeah. I see the pain and shot it like brown. She eat steaks with the fish sauce. Then your mama tell you when something on fire, stop driving road. Oh yeah, I've been on the road like a pair of spinners and stop and goes. Yeah, I can charge them like a Dutch and a demon. Got your broad in the garage, he ain't semen. Every time a nigga go back to the ward, niggas act like they won't start and we leave them on a semen.
Me at the London. If you find time, we can run one. Talk about some things we can undo. You just in the pen, I can find you. 6-1 on the money, 9-2. You just say the word and I run through. 2 texts, no reply, that's when I knew, yeah, I knew.
I crush down with your mind. 44 times, you won't play, son. 4-4, son. 8-9, I might. 7-9, city wall, time, wall with the day.
That is right. We are back. This is Clefstone. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Bedford Tufts Freeform Radio. That's a snippet of the next song. I didn't
Freeform.
That's right. And giving ad libs in the back, we have our regular guest.
Fuego.
That's right. And then to the usually we're going. Yeah, we'll just go to.
We're going in order.
Yeah, we're going your right. Yeah,
all right. So it's Daddy J.
Daddy J. And we got.
Daddy.
Tanche, when was the last time you've been here? Actually, it's been a while, right?
It has been a while.
Can you remember? How long ago was it?
In June, before I left.
Chess.
Oh, when you left back home?
I came here once in June.
Yeah. And how did home treat you? Would you like to tell people what home is, or would you rather keep that confidential?
No, I'll be happy to talk.
All right, go ahead.
Home is Singapore, and I was back home for 5 weeks, and yeah, home was a great time. Caught up with my family and friends.
Family!
Family! Friends! Catch up!
And did you, right now, out of those 5 weeks, one thing that you experienced or consumed or whatever that you miss that's here? That's not here. Something that you miss from there. Within those 5 weeks, you know, like food or maybe something from your grandma or.
Oh, yeah. Food from my grandma. Absolutely.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
So I had surgery, right, on my nose.
That's right, you did.
Yeah, 2 weeks into my trip back home. Oh. And so for the next 3 weeks, I was just at home every day, you know, either making my own food or eating food from my grandma. So
right.
Hey.
It was really nice having my grandma cook for me.
For people to know, Ivan did this transformation so much like in SpongeBob, where Squidward, you know how his nose looks like, but then they had like that beautiful Squidward episode where he had like the nice chiseled nose. That's what he looks like now because of the surgery. He looks beautiful.
That's not true. It's not cosmetic.
Regardless, you look beautiful anyway.
Hey.
Thank you.
Anyway, we'll go back to some music. And for the first 3 songs, are relatively short, and they're all like have the same name, but they're like iterations. Oh. Like one's like the first one, and like 2 and 3, but they don't have similar theme. Well, they kind of do.
What is it?
It's by West Side Gun. So we'll just let the 3 play. They're pretty short, so it'll be like with like 10 minutes. So enjoy the that short. I'm crazy.
It's West Side Pootie, and stop copying off my daddy. money don't make you fly. God is the greatest. And y'all still broke. This is Griselda.
Griselda, Griselda, Griselda.
What makes me want you?
To act in the legament, flip the strings in the Witherspoons, please. Back to soul, white man, Clement. Back to back, beaming now, so you the plunge Jefferson. Once I drop this new batch, the fiends ain't never in. I hit roof and tell Kyoka me to sack the old room. Niggas violate, killing tones from the old room. Pick the groove after play the poor hat, you mix jewels. You ever spit, throw money on the Jeff Coon? She like Houston, the fuck Stephanie and Bennett. So what? I was the flyest and I'm all I had on the bitches. Clocks ever had down to kill where it's running from his whip me. The fucking Mr. Wiggins caught me slipping. Damn. Catch me at the Amherst station.
Like I do, baby.
What makes me think of you?
That's the first one, second one coming up.
Shot the groove up. 20 deep below lows, and then we blew up. Rest in peace, Vino. Rest in peace, Mick. Rest in peace, Miguel. Rest in peace, Chanel. Chanel ski mask. We living in hell. We living in hell. Tan suit, green suit, same. I want both. I seen the pain up from the low. You ever seen blood in the snow?
Coming up soon. We are back, everybody. While they do have like the wrestling thing going in the back. Elizabeth, will you marry me? Right? Is that what he says? I'm trying to remember.
Will you marry me?
That's crazy.
It's like a wrestling scene. He likes to get wrestling scenes.
Right. But you can just put anything.
And then she says yes, I think.
Yes.
Wait, hold up. Does she say yes? Does she? Come on, I remember it's...
Oh, yeah!
that's a great build-up. Oh, yeah! That's Kool-Aid crazy. Type stuff. I don't know. Those are Amherst Station. I hope they keep the legacy. I hope they do another one. The only thing that's similar about them is they have a sample. They don't edit the sample in any way, maybe besides pitch. And it's just looped. There's not even chopped in any form. Mm. They're all just like... a segment. It's like Mad Lib type beat. It's just the same thing over again. And they're relatively short, because like if you do that for like a whole 3 minutes, you get bored, obviously, because it's the same thing over again. So most of the songs are like a minute and a half. That's why I wanted to do all three, because I can. I'm here. It's Freeform. And it's Diamond Cut Trenches. And we're listening with, over here, Clefsta, Tanches, Fuego, and Daddy J.
That's right.
The two usual suspects. Well, I guess Fuego's more of a usual suspect than Daddy J, because of Daddy J's schedule. It doesn't always allow him to be here. Yeah. But Fuego's schedule usually allows him to be here like every time, more or less.
Yep.
Because even when you work on on Sunday to close, it closes earlier, right? So you can come in.
Yeah, I can come in.
Yeah, and when you close it on Monday, it's what, like you close at 11-ish, and I'm here at 11, so you can be here at least 15 minutes. Like it happens.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're here, we're live, and you know what? I don't know what to say, so we're going to go back to some music. So, Daddy J, can you tell... Oh, no, this is not Daddy J. Tanches, can you tell us the artist? Don't say the name
the
of your song.
The artist is Parcels.
Parcels, that's right, like in the mail.
Man, but for
still over there. Kenya, governor? Is that, are they, these, I just, parcel seems like a British word to me, bro. I don't even know.
Parcels.
Hey, you over there? I feel like they, like, ignore a lot of, like, consonants, like the working class, like, accent.
Over there.
Oh, yeah.
Oi.
We are back. Whose music is? I can hear it on the mic. Is that you?
He's still trying.
I could hear
something.
The trap drums through the, like, faintly coming through the mic. Not even from, like, outside. I could hear through the mic. That's funny. But we are back, and we have some background music. And okay, so the game is. Constantius hasn't played this. Daddy J, you've played this, right? The video game background thing game? Where you guess the game? Yeah, you have, yeah.
No, yeah. I have. I'm just trying to figure out the game.
So we do the official soundtrack for a video game. We have randomly chosen. I chose one, but each of you, more or less, if we have enough time, choose a game. I play it. Obviously, whoever chooses it can't guess, like, the game.
Uh-huh.
And either people who are listening at home can text anybody here to put an answer, or anybody here, like,
I already
can guess.
Know.
Yeah, I know this. I put a random, like, song in between, and this is not doing well. Yeah, just let it sit, Diego. I know you know. This is super obvious. I feel like you would know too.
I think I know it.
Yeah, don't say it. I'll let Tanchis guess.
Oh, wait, the song's already playing.
This is from the official soundtrack. Yeah, from a video game.
Which song?
I can't tell you that. You have to listen to it and guess what game it is. And it's gonna be different songs. They're gonna pop up. But anyway,
Mario.
You have to be specific. You can't. I mean, Mario is like 20 games or more.
Yeah.
Maybe more. It's probably like 50 games or more.
100.
You think hundreds?
Nah.
If you include modded games, probably thousands.
Yeah.
Can I choose a game later?
Yeah,
you could choose a game now. I feel like you're the only one who might not know. You have to choose a specific title. It can't just be Mario. And you can guess many times. You could be wrong.
No, like, can I choose a game for you guys to guess?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If we have enough time, I'll get. So, Fwakes is the second one. I'll let you go third, and then Daddy J gets the last one if we have enough time.
So you pick this one.
Yeah, and we're gonna play in the background while we talk. And when someone knows, like, aha, I know. Which Fwakes already knows, because this song came up in... Whatever. What was popped up first when I clicked it? It said event theme?
I don't know.
And I was like, oh, cool. Nah, you definitely know that.
If it's anything in the Mario universe, or, like, any Nintendo game besides Pokemon, I know nothing.
I mean... Yeah, that's fair. So what games did you play that weren't Pokemon? Like, what consoles did you have that were not a Game Boy, I guess, since you played Pokemon? Or DS? Or would you play a Game Boy?
I played Game Boy.
Okay.
I had a DS for a while. And then I just mainly played computer games, like Maple Story, like I told you.
Maple Story, classic.
You guys know about that one?
Yeah.
Right,
it's a classic in America, right?
And, it became huge in Asia first, because it started in Korea.
I know. But it's pretty big in America.
And then I played Dota for a bit.
Dota?
Like, the original Dota or Dota 2?
The original one and Dota 2.
So, dang. Like, you'd play, like, so you had, a WoW account? Like, a World of Warcraft account to play Dota?
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
I was, like, 12. Mm. But I played it for, like, a year.
You're the second person I've ever met that's played WoW in any capacity.
Okay.
Really?
That's interesting. Yeah, Nathaniel was official.
Yeah.
Nathaniel
was more common, though.
I have some cousins that play.
I knew one cousin who played, but I don't count that because, like, I knew him personally. I'd see him play. So I'm saying, like, people just, like, I've interacted with, because I grew up with them. So I don't count my cousin. But
it was, like, fun for a while. But after Dota came out, which came out pretty soon after I started, like,
are you just on the Dota grind?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
when Dota 2 came out, you played Dota 2.
Yeah, yeah.
So how come you don't play League or any of the other ones?
I don't know. I guess it was like...
You got tired of it?
I got tired.
But, like I said, Auto Chess seems like kind of cool. It's new right now. It's like a modded game within League and Dota and all of them. Yeah.
And then, of course, recently I tried playing PUBG a little bit.
Nice.
on the mobile version.
Yeah, mobile version. Aww. That sounds like hell.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, two controls, too.
All right, Fwakes, you can guess the game now. I think it's been enough time. I could...
Sunshine!
Yeah, it's Super Mario Sunshine. Easy.
What's that?
Super Mario Sunshine, GameCube. Yeah, that was the first. Like, it had like this. If this played, you probably wouldn't have known, right?
I was right. Super Mario.
Eventually.
Yeah, you could say Super Mario, but there's Dr. Mario. Oh, you didn't even say Super. You just said Mario. There's Dr. Mario, Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers, yeah. Super Mario World.
I definitely could have seen this being played in like Mario Kart.
It was played in Mario Kart, and it's also played in Smash. It's like the other song, the song that played first. That's why I knew. I was like, oh, even I know this one. Like, it's popular in Smash and Mario Kart. Yeah. They play it in all the Sunshine stages. So I'll put Fwakes' song or Fweeg's music next, but now we're going to play Daddy J's artist. Daddy J, what is your artist?
It is Daft Punk.
Sorry, Sadie, I cut you off.
Oh. Yeah. It is actually Daft Punk.
It is Daft Punk. It's the one and only French guys.
But there's something about us I want to say, 'cause there's something between us anyway. I might not be the right one, it might not be the right time, but there's something about us I've got to do. Some kind of secret I will share with you. I need you more than anything in my life. I want you more than anything in my life. I'll miss you more than anyone in my life. I love you more than anyone in my life.
We are back, and let me put Fuegs music in the background. So I'm gonna need you to close your eyes again, Tanches.
Super Mario.
He's definitely not closing his eyes. Alright, he took him away.
Wait, what was? Wait, it was. Oh, I had it for a second. I just forgot it. I got it. Oh, I meant. Oh, okay. So I remember the first one. So you get that was wrong. Here's the song, or the music. I've never played this, by the way. So I don't even know what is this.
Probably some weird this? 16-bit.
This? What is this?
Some weird 16-bit.
We'll ask about the game later, like, once we get
modded or something.
It's not modded. It's definitely just a regular game.
No. Like, I'm saying that he's like probably modded it like his computer or something.
You wish. One day. Oh, did you also give me a song? Did you text?
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, give me. Oh, okay. I got this one. But anyway, we are here, we are alive, and it is Clefsta and his friends with the shenanigans. So how was our, what did we do? I've seen two of you today. Daddy J, what did you do today? I don't even know. Did you work today?
No, I did not.
Okay, you didn't work today.
Yeah. Hit the gym. Had a, wait, was this today? Sorry. I think I slept late today.
You had a hernia?
No, well, yeah, but no. That heavy lifting.
When'd you wake up?
All
right. You had no work, right? So did you sleep
o'clock.
In?
Yeah, I slept in.
You slept in
right now. Hit the gym. We're playing in the lounge. Just like Jackbox, a bunch of us.
Which Jackbox, you know?
Five.
Five? Oh,
yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Doing laundry. I basically like a chill day, prepping for...
meal
prepping
prep?
For... No. Prepping for a lot of things. I actually have a lot to go through with. Gonna go check out some piercings tomorrow.
Good. Cool. What are you thinking? What piercing where? Or is that not something you want me to ask?
It's more like I'm gonna check the pricing on Boston Tattoo. Because I know it's expensive there. This guy.
I hate you, folks. But I love you at the same time.
Yeah. You can't hate him. Gotta get piercings. Gotta go to the courthouse. Gotta figure out some stuff. Changing my name. I'm trying to pierce the courthouse.
Pierce the courthouse with my name. The bourgeoisie. That's right.
The proletariat will rise again.
The proletariat will rise again. That's right. Just like Singapore's motto, right?
Do you hear the people say?
You know what kills me? When you went in Modern Warfare 1 with the Spetsnaz, the Soviets, and they play the Soviet song, like the
national anthem.
I always like salute when I went with the Spetsnaz. I don't even know how it is with the song. I forgot how it goes. But whenever I hear it, I die every time. It's hilarious. Hey. It's like they really put this in the, like they didn't care. Like it was.
I mean, the kids probably don't know.
They don't. That's what's hilarious. Like no one, like most people won't, like that playing the game probably don't know.
It's brainwashing. Do you remember that South Park episode where they're like watching a movie and they're like eliciting like secret like messages?
Wasn't that the movie? The South Park movie?
Was it? Was it in the movie?
I think so. I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
I forgot when. Or I forget which one it was.
Though on the idea, I just brought, you know, I thought of meal prep. I don't know about you guys, but I get upset with the word meal prep.
Why?
Because my family's been doing that forever, and we don't call it meal prep. It's just called leftovers. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just making a lot of food and then saving it throughout the week. That's what my family did.
Is it considered leftovers if you never touched it?
Yeah. I would consider leftovers because you cooked it that day and you choose it to eat another day. That's what I consider leftovers.
Really?
If it's not cooked the same day, then it's a leftover for me.
But it's like leftover means that it's like leftover as in like you ate food and this is the food leftover.
Right. But for me, I understand it as if it's not eaten the same day, more or less, then it's a leftover. Because it's not the same freshness, right?
I don't agree with you.
I mean that's fine. You don't. So, it's okay to be wrong.
So if you
it's about
wait. Does this
the intention to eat? If you had the intention to eat it and you didn't end up eating it, then it's leftover. But if you didn't have the intention to eat it that day, you're like you said, if the intention to spread it out a couple of days, then it's not leftover.
That's prep.
Yeah. So the
what about like food you buy and then you like save it for later, like a popsicle?
Well, yeah. Okay, that's different because you buy it, but the thing is, with meal prep, you make the food. You usually don't buy it. So I guess this is the like thing I'm trying to like make the difference. It's not like something you buy at the store.
Mm. Oh.
What if you make something for a party for the next day or something like that overnight? Does that count as a leftover?
That's called party. I mean, you could call it leftover if you want. Like, yeah, these are leftovers from what I made yesterday.
No. Like, you know how, like, let's say, like, we have a party, like, happening, and, like, your mom makes, like, is bringing, like, a pot roast or something, and, like, or, like, some kind of salad.
Okay.
Like, if she makes it the day before for the next day, is that count as leftovers?
It depends. That's a good question.
Right?
I guess leftovers I wouldn't consider for dessert. For sure, now you bring that up.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, right?
But...
like a cake.
Cold food? I guess not cold food. I guess it's only warm, like, when you make it warm, and then it cools down after. I think, in that case, I would consider it, in between, like a leftover, because it's weird. Like, you have to reheat it.
Like sandwiches are fine.
A sandwich that was initially warm, sure.
No. I mean, like,
if it's cold,
like,
then
they made sandwiches.
No, if it's cold already, no. Then I don't consider it.
Okay.
Well, you good, Tunches?
I think...
Is that Pokemon in the background?
No.
Nope.
It's off like an old console, so it sounds like really bad.
Like Pokemon Yellow,
so it's Pokemon.
It's like a Digimon game.
It's Game Boy.
It's Game Boy?
Yeah.
Which Game Boy?
Advance.
Advance, okay. So it's basically a Super Nintendo game.
Yep.
No one's gonna guess this. I don't even know who made this
Street
game.
Street Fighter.
Nah.
No, Street Fighter sounds way different, Street Fighter sounds like, you know, like energetic and you wanna beat someone up.
Sound a little energetic.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
You wanna tell us? I don't think we're gonna get very far with this at all. Yeah. Like, no one knows what this is.
It's Advance Wars.
Advanced
Here,
Wars.
come around the screen so you can see, like, so you can see the cover.
Game?
Look at the cover. Come
Advanced
over here.
Advance Wars. It's just a little tank. And you shoot.
Oh!
I've never seen this.
I think I've heard of this.
I've never seen this before.
I think I've heard of this.
Do you make tanks and you fight people, or you fight monsters?
It's
or
just
what
a strategy.
Isn't
like
it like the worm game? Okay. Isn't it like the worm game a variation of it?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It's like a tile floor
base. It's like worms. Yeah.
I don't know what worms is. It's like one of the Mega Man games, like the strategic ones?
No.
It's like a turn-based.
No, it's like a turn-based, like, yeah. Like, do you remember Worms? Like, the game where you
would, like,
shoot?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't.
There's plenty of, like, app games that, like...
That are like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what Worms are. Do you know what Worms is, Dutchess?
Wormies.
Oh, I guess I'm just out of the loop.
Yeah, the Wormies. Little...
And each worm has a cannon and
blow them up.
Yeah, and you have little different infantrymen. Think of, like, a cheap Fire Emblem game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like a Fire Emblem game?
Think of, like, the tactics of it.
Okay.
But, like, not as complex, of course.
So are waifus allowed in the tanks? Do you have a tank waifu?
No.
Okay, I'm just wondering. anyway, we're going to go on to, I think, Fuego's song. So, Fuego, what is the artist you chose?
Young Thug.
Thugga, baby!
We got London on the train, Everyone know I've been killed before. I've been bent like a centerfold. I crap with my money, no. Drop that top, get a breather. Got 4 million in jewelry, let that money fly to the ceiling, whoa. Did you pay someone's tuition, no? Do you own a store, no? Yeah, fuck all that bullshit. Diamonds for all us kings, yeah. Got my money, went ludicrous. Get some rest of a hood, bitch. Get some rest of a pulpit. Look at the grain, it's wood, bitch. On the floor, it's a war, bitch. She sucked it like a whole tick. Diamonds on me, they call it shit. I thank God that I went legit. When we see him, you know he blitz. I can bet up, you know I'm rich.
Let go.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. Bet up, say you rich. Trace that. Different color diamonds, I'm a peacock. Different color diamonds, I'm a peacock. Spot full of birdies with no tree. Son, you can be that. I bought the boat to get me. Got a FN in the state, don't test me. I stacked them hundreds up to God knees. Ain't gone broke until 2070. Everyone know I've been killed before. I've been bent like a centerfold. I crap with my money, no. Drop that top, get a breather. Got 4 million in jewelry, let that money fly to the ceiling, whoa. Did you pay someone's tuition, no? Do you own a store, no? We ain't let these bitches get between us. We ain't let no monkey niggas stay that close to us. Ain't got no heart when it come down to my bro, yeah. She is not my dresser, she just on my clothes, yeah. Pulled off in the Tesla, pulled back in the Porsche, yeah. Buy the mozzarella, you'll get burnt like toss, yeah. I get on that bullshit, you'll get it started, yeah. Started. 6 kids with me, they think about abortions, yeah. Hey, I took a daddy out of magic, took her to the pit, then I woo, woo, woo. Hey, the private jet came where the stood is. Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Rolling for a while like a machine, eh? Came from pillars to post scheming. Now I got 50 hoes on their knees. I put an axe in my codeine. Like a centerfold.
Whoa.
I
bankrupt with my money, no. Drop that top, get a breather. Oh. Got 4 million in jewelry, oh. Let that money fly to the ceiling, whoa. Did you pay someone's tuition, no? Do you own a store, no?
I don't even know what he says. But that Sprite ain't that codeine. I know he says that, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, he says on the back with the ad lib. Oh, oh. Anyway, here's Donches' selection. Actually, no, wait. Before, I'm forgetting. I keep forgetting. Oh, I don't have a lot of time. Right. Let me do the ad real quick.
I shall.
Let me. I need to do the ad because I need to do the ad. So if you guys can let me just do the ad, that'd be very nice. I'd appreciate it if you just...
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
That event killed me. We won't talk about that though. So anyway, here's Sanchez's song. So you guys, it's fair play. You can guess.
He was saying in 5 years though. What?
I was gonna say in 5 years that ad will be marijuana versus psychedelic.
You think
so?
Okay.
No, sorry. Alcohol versus psychedelic, because okay, it's gonna be proven by then that marijuana, you know, causes less trouble than alcohol. So
I mean, it's that more or less is proven. Though they could argue that marijuana is more harmful than psychedelics. They could argue that, just because you do.
They could, yeah.
Yeah, they could. They could argue that. But anyway, we're not. We'll wait for that ad to come out. We'll wait for that ad to come out. But anyway, here's the next song. I hope. I've never played this game.
Sounds. Well, wait, really?
No idea.
You. Hey, do you have something, AJ? You're more than welcome to say it.
This sounds kind of Japanese.
Close enough.
Is this like a mana something game?
Mana?
No. It's not.
I don't think so.
You definitely need mana in the game.
But. Yeah, but it's not.
RPG based?
You answer that question. No. You don't have to answer questions, by the way. You can give hints if you want.
Yeah.
If you want.
I don't think I'll guess it.
Yeah, I don't think any of you guys played this game.
I mean, I saw people play it. I never played it though. But obviously, I'm only saying this because I know the title. So.
No idea.
No, not even a clue.
Nope.
Want to give a? I mean, he gave a guess. You can give a guess or like ask for a hint or something.
Nope.
you really? There's nothing going up with it.
I really don't know.
You really? You know what?
Some kind of like academy game.
That's fair. And we'll keep it playing because we'll keep talking. We're here for a minute. We got another 20. We came here early. We played all our songs for the guests, and we've already done. This is a second person. Video game music. No, third actually. So then we might have time to do Daddy J's for sure for the last like 10 minutes.
Sure.
For the sign off, we could have it in the back.
Daddy.
But anyway, we're here. It's very warm.
Yeah, I
think so.
In here, but also in general.
It's 80 degrees out, just so everybody
knows. And it's nighttime.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
No, not at all.
California will never be like this at night. I've never seen it higher than 70 at night back home. Yeah, because it's dry, you know, dry heat, so it's super cold at night, every night. Whether it be, like in the winter, it'll be like 40, but it's like, maybe back home right now, it's like 70, 65. Which is nice, because it's the summer, you want it to be, you know, hot, and you want to have controllable temp. I don't know. Now I'm missing California.
Nice.
Why, what's your favorite part of California, Daddy J? If you could name one thing, just in general, from just...
The people?
The people, sure. Would you like to elaborate? You don't have to.
I don't know, I feel like people are just a lot nicer, / more attractive.
I agree that it's more, way, like, slower paced. So people are nicer because of that. They're more forgiving and more patient, for sure.
Everybody's like we'll get it done tomorrow.
Yeah. That's definitely. And it's crazy because the Silicon Valley is like, how do they get that done? I don't know. But they have a bunch of people doing a lot of pressing projects. They say, we'll do it tomorrow. Because they're smart, right? They're smart guys. Yeah. How about you, Flakes? What's your favorite thing about California? It's not people.
The burritos.
The burritos. What kind of burritos? Are there any specific ones that you have in mind?
All of them.
All of them?
Well, the burritos here just aren't the same.
They're not the same? What's the main difference?
Just everything. I feel like in my 4 years here, I can count the number of times I've had burritos around here.
And you haven't enjoyed them as much?
Is it because you don't seek them out, or is it because they're just
It's the tortilla, it's the filling, it's the size.
The rice, too, is different.
It's the rice, it's everything. Like,
it's not as greasy.
Yeah,
there isn't like an angry guy behind the counter making it for you, which is always the best.
No,
like
when it's
an angry guy.
There's
no cheap angry guy with a cigarette in the
cigarette. You need the cigarette ash
in the burrito to make it taste good.
Yeah, the elbow grease.
The elbow grease. You need the guy who's taking your order to also be the guy making a burrito in the back. you want it to be like that kind of stuff.
The watered down hot sauce, a little red sauce, and green sauce.
Yeah.
That's a good stuff.
Also, California has a California burrito. I guess that's worth mentioning.
Yeah, the hot Cheeto burrito.
Which is, don't they just call it the hot California burrito?
Yeah.
Right? So California burrito, for people who don't know, is a burrito with french fries inside of it. Yeah. It's just a regular cut inside of a burrito with french fries. It's
delicious.
That stuff is so good.
It's fantastic. But they recently, within the last few years, they've created hot California burritos, which is hot Cheetos instead of fries.
Yeah, it's great too.
I think that sounds amazing. I haven't had it.
It's delicious.
It's like, you know, in Taco Bell, that idea of like, really? Those, like the hot, like the flaming hot, like Fritos they put in burritos in Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I feel they should just do that in just regular Mexican-American restaurants. I think that's like...
Yeah.
I think hot Cheetos work, but I think Fritos work better because they're crunchy. I think that's something I would prefer, like the crunchy, thick.
What?
But I haven't had. Have you had the hot Cheeto?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's great.
Do you prefer that or the regular California?
Well, I like them both.
You don't want to choose?
No.
All right, it's fair. Tunches, how about you? What's your favorite part of California? Is that the people or the burritos?
The weather.
That's the easiest answer you could say.
The
sunshine. And what else? What about it?
It's all year round.
All year round, that's right. It's the same weather. You don't have to check the weather app. It'll be the same thing tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. And then you just got to wait for the earthquakes. It's the only weather we got.
Earthquake.
Even then, though,
that's
you're
going to
have to watch out.
Everything's more or less earthquake proof. There's no tall buildings.
Yeah.
The Soul Food.
Los Angeles skyline. Soul Food? Oh, Soul Food. You know what?
Cali?
That's mine. The Soul Food in California is one of the best. Yeah, that's Roscoe? What I miss. Yeah, favorite.
No, I actually haven't had things. Much Soul Food.
Roscoe? They have them in the Oceano when you go back home. They have them in Anaheim. That's the closest one to your house. Yeah, they open in Anaheim.
Okay.
Orange Next County. Time. But it's the first one out of LA County. But Roscoe's. God's blessing. Church's chicken tastes different over there. I don't like KFC, so I can't argue that. But I miss a KFC with a bulletproof window, so I miss California because of that. And I don't know. That soul food, the biscuits, the gravy. I don't like grits, but the grits in California taste a little different. I don't know. They be hitting a little different, you know?
Gravy.
Check them out. I can say the soul food. If you say the weather, you say burritos, and my guy said...
The people.
That people. That's right. You know what? There's so many great things about California.
The hippies, right?
The hippies are everywhere. You can argue... The older hippies are... Depends. I don't know. Some are tolerable, some aren't. It depends on people.
Then you got the ones in the hood that just can ball up.
That's right. California, homeless people... Probably out of any homeless state, they have the best basketball players out of the homeless per capita. But it's gotta be.
Can you imagine?
Bro, I've seen people sleeping on the bench, and the next, I'm playing in the morning. The guy's like, "Hey, can I shoot around with you?" The guy's draining threes half court. Like he just plays basketball all day, and he doesn't have food. Like how are you nourished?
They're all
enough?
Beautiful shots.
They're all it's in the Swish. Park too, so it's like double rim, and they hit perfect, no chain or nothing. They just do it every time. They just practice all day. I miss California. And you know, three of us here are from California, and in spirit, Singapore is California. So we're just gonna go with that. We'll go on to the next song. Thank you for tuning in so far. And the game, would you like to tell us, Tanches, and so you're coming out?
It's Maple Story.
We were talking about it earlier. I thought it was funny that, I feel like knowing Tanches, he would definitely do the game he was talking about earlier. But anyway, we're gonna go back to some music. Thank you again for tuning in to Diamond Contrinches. This is Clefsta, your favorite. Or maybe your least favorite DJ, I don't know.
Griselda, Griselda. We would've smoked at it. We would've smoked
at it. Fact,
nigga. I said, West Coast.
call me when you want your dirty work done. Yeah. Yeah. Feel it, I bet. Yeah. Let's go. Look. Yeah. I got a large bag of clips, hard hats and sticks. My squad tagging shit, y'all catch attempts. Leave the house, had some sense, nigga. Grab a blick, my little homie left without it, and they ain't get to dap him since. My slime think I'm homie, so he call me bloody. It's a blessing when your plug let you short him 20. On parole, I was going all in with 10. These funny hustlers out here owing more than they spend. She fuck with you, you buy a Chanel watch. She fly up with 12 blocks, I buy her a nail shop. I listen to the lies and they lines that they tell. Shock. 6 months before I signed, had a pie in the mailbox. Nigga, y'all playing. I heard they sick about me rapping about the drugs I stretch. I'ma write a whole album about the plugs I met. My dog came home, we told him welcome back. First day out, bought a 40 and a Griselda tat. I don't got no new friends, that's how you get loose ends. I need that Benz truck, yeah, the great white with two fins. Major deal for what? That's gon' cost some 2 M's. Truth is, I'ma clear half a million before New Year's.
Let's get money.
These little niggas satisfied with bape outfits. I need a Rafe out it, big shit, lake houses. I'm talking condos just for safe houses, Space Mountain. I'm trying to see so much bread, I gotta take counseling. Y'all like these rappers, but I don't find it amusing. No, I don't buy the movement, so I don't buy the music. I wrote Get Rich manuals where I provide the blueprint. And with pride, I preach this new shit, just like I'm inside a pulpit. Top of the year, I came and woke these niggas up. Made they names sound different when I spoke these niggas up. I stayed hungry, just laying my hustle down. Ain't no fucking around with Benny and Uncle Al. In this game, you take some losses. I was straight, I ate with bosses. On my plate, that yay was flawless. We out in Vegas racing Porsches. My dogs laid in coffins. One died in a shootout. No bullets left. He got slept trying to change his cartridge. Caught my nephew with some work. I guess he called it so trapping with it. I said, just know the consequences if they catch you with it. Nah, I ain't mad you, Dylan. Hit me. I sent it at you, nigga, and show you how to ship it with bubble wrap and a vacuum sealer. The butcher coming. Y'all know the motto. Dos Sopranos had things smoking white out of Sprite soda bottles. My boss like I'm Joe Todaro. My dollars long and my plug got a farm like the old McDonald. I'm the boss, so where they go, they follow. It's penalties for touching me. Just be careful where you throw them hollows. I sold dope like it was no tomorrow. They got me cash in my watch glass like it's made of broken bottles. The butcher coming, nigga.
Hello, everybody. We are back. Griselda. Can you do it for me, Fuego?
Welcome back.
Can you do that for me? The Griselda shit?
Griselda.
There you go.
Griselda.
Well, I love Griselda Records. They always come out the grimiest joints. They come out... Like, when I mean grimiest, I mean, like, if you have joints in your body, it would be oozing grease. That's how grimy they are. Anyway, here's the background music. No one's gonna guess this. Because I don't even know what this game is.
It's actually known for its soundtrack, too.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds interesting so far. This is like the main theme, probably?
Sounds like Detective Pikachu, man.
Does it?
No, I don't know.
Is that your guess? You can say it. There's no penalty.
Sounds like a mystery kind of game.
Mystery kind of game? Would you vouch for that?
Yeah, kind of, okay. Yeah. It's a mystery.
Puzzle solving or something like that.
Yeah, part of it.
You would be crazy if at the end of the song they said, Griselda. By Fashion Rebels.
Griselda.
I love Griselda. Anyway, this is a game. Please text if you know the game title. If you don't text me.
Can I ask what console is it on?
Multi.
All right.
Multi-platform.
How about what generation, like what console generation? Could you say that?
Yeah, it's touchscreen.
Touchscreen? Like DS? DS? Okay.
Like DS touchscreen.
Okay, okay. And like mobile, I guess, or no? Maybe?
I think there was one. You definitely need touchscreen.
Okay, so it's a touchscreen oriented game. Okay, so
yeah, it's
DS
big,
definitely.
Big touchscreen oriented game.
Okay, so it's DS.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody will have a look, it'll be Flakes. Wait, didn't your DS get broken? You told me.
I've had multiple DS's.
And they all
honestly.
Got broken?
Hey.
Or you just upgraded them?
At this point, I think my little brother has like a DS XL. Like, and that's about it. I don't have any more DS's, and I'm just like, there's no way.
But throughout the past, would you upgrade them to get a better one, or would they break and you get a new one?
Break, and it's like for like a year or two.
Really?
I was out. Because wow. I legit have had like from an advanced to like an SP to DS.
Oh, wow.
So
did you have a. What was the last DS you had?
Like a DS Lite.
DS Lite, okay.
Yeah.
Not even DSi?
No.
Really? Dang. I heard those were cool because those are the ones that allowed you to chat, right?
Yeah. I mean, no.
All of them did?
Since DS.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the DS was
whack,
I remember Fuegs told me he would play Mario Kart on the school bus.
Yeah, that's how we did.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, just so you know, this game is Japanese. So,
it sounds
pretty sure it is.
Super Japanese.
Pretty sure it is.
Is it like a...
It's a long title.
Oh, I've never known.
It's not super long. It's not the longest title, but yeah, it is multiple words, for sure.
A dancing game?
More than three?
No.
Okay.
Well, it's a rhythmic game.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it like, you know, you press buttons?
Yeah, it's rhythm, yeah. It's like, no. But like, it's a rhythmic game.
No idea.
DJ Max.
No.
DJ Max? What? Is it like, is that a game?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
Okay, so
it's like a time
hero. You say Parappa.
That should be one of them. That'd be dope.
Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero 3DS.
What other rhythm games are there? There's, Guitar Hero 3DS? Oh, that's awful.
Awful, yeah.
I never had it.
I had it. My cousin had it. I hated playing it. You really wanted it?
It just looked cool.
It did look cool. But it's expensive and unnecessary.
Why have that when you can have the actual Guitar Hero?
I mean, I also had that.
I played the Guitar Hero 3 on my cousin's house a lot.
Yeah, I played
I would be in his house like every weekend.
I had 3 and Aerosmith.
And Aerosmith is when he started going like decline, right?
It was okay.
Okay. I had Rock Band 2, 3 on
Rock
the
Band
Wii.
Rock Band is dope. I wish I could still play it today.
The new Rock Band's weird. Like the newest, like 4 or 5? I forget which one it is. Yeah, they also, like, I don't understand. I don't know. I'm not going to delve into it because I don't understand. So
I got a mod and I was able to play like online and use like a drum kit and just play drums. And it was pretty fun.
You could
entertaining.
Nice. I mean, Guitar Hero still exists through Clone Hero. I think it bases it off,
right?
Guitar Hero 3. Yeah. Like the same mechanics and people do their own songs and no tabs. I've seen YouTubers do it. I'm not ashamed to say that, even though I don't enjoy necessarily to watch them, but some of them are funny. Some of the songs are funny, not the people playing.
No,
they
mod them.
A lot of memes. Yeah, they edit the songs.
I've seen someone do like System of a Down and it goes crazy and then they like start screaming.
And then there's like sections called like
Reverb
people
it.
Who over tab it, or people who do way too many like button presses
for
like a little, like for example, there's a song where like, you know, like where the Poopity Scoop song by Kanye?
Yeah.
Well, like they're like, he starts talking that song and when they do like Poopity Scoop, it's like, you have to press like 20 or 30 combinations to say Poopity Scoop. It's like Poopity Scoop. It's like, it's like, it was just like
crazy.
It sounded like, you're like, see, I can hear that. It sounded like that. It's like Poopity Scoop. It was like that. I was just pressing a bunch of buttons.
Yeah.
And then he said Poopity Scoop to whoop to poop. So like, it was like really, really annoying from what I understand. Oh, I thought I was typing a song. I'm not typing a song. You know, let's do our sign off right now, but then we'll guess the game after. You could tell us.
Sure.
So, Daddy J, you can go ahead.
Sign off?
Yeah, because we have like 4 minutes.
Oh, all right. Glad to be back. Like always, having fun. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. This is Fuego. Signing off.
Stay safe. Achieve higher levels of consciousness. Peace out.
Who are you?
This is Tanches.
That is right. That is Tanches, our favorite British guy from Singapore. And this is Clufsta, and you're listening to, or you were listening to, Diamond Cut Trenches on 91.5? Yeah, FMW, I don't even know. WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I always forget the channel, but it's 91.5. And if you want to listen, WMFO.org. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, the cutest one from coast to coast. Thank you again. And we're waiting for whatever stuff. Wait, actually, tell us the game.
It's the
I almost
world,
forgot.
The World Ends With You.
The World Ends With You, a DS game. I've never heard of it. Has anybody heard of it? No, right?
Nope.
Really?
Whoa, the
It's actually pretty famous.
DJ Mag.
You liked it?
DJ Mag, that's right.
It's an entertaining game. It's actually
anyway,
really hard.
We gotta sign off, so thank you again for everybody tuning in. I hope everybody had a good night. And tune in next week or in the day or later when we find out what piercing Jesus gets.
Damn you, Robin, kiss my fucking pants!
No fucks when I go nuts.
You can kiss my ass!
Yeah, no fucks when I go nuts because I smoked us, overdosed on the sofa.
Hey!
Yeah. I give no fucks when I go nuts because I smoked us, overdosed on the sofa, dead. Woke up from a coma, pulled up in a soda, smoke, went back to bed. Never thought I'd be such a loner. I tell my bitch that I fucking own her. My neighbor's daughter just got a dog. I'ma run it over. I'm a fucking soldier. So Cobra, fuck pneumonia. All my bitch got love for Sosa. I just wanna fuck Rosa Acosta and disappear in Southern California. Strung out for the night, I'm chilling. Everybody worried that the lights might kill him. Feel sight slipping. Long lines of those white women. I'm with the homies, bump counting crows. Just went through a half ounce of coke. Blood pouring all out my nose. Don't tell my mom I got a drug problem. I'm fucking high. Leap publicized. When the sun go down, I come alive. Cause the guns go off. In the summertime, guns go off in the summertime, blow. This another motherfucking rap song. Broken, crazy, rich and famous doesn't last long. Spend all my cash on a broken dream. Went from weed and liquor to the coke and lean. All I got's this mansion and this potpourri. But don't I look so handsome in these polo jeans? Don't I look so handsome in these polo jeans?
Blow a split before the ink dries on the paper. And lately I don't like shit, I've been inside on the daily. Getting wasted is the time that I'm spending high and sedated. I'm putting five in his face because we don't buy in the bullshit. As soon as it's flashing lights and it's cush to hide in the bushes. I do this shit out of spite cause it's niggas that overlook me forever. I'm more content with dark and stormy. Your weather flip the fucking cross on your rosary. We supposed to be better. But here's a toast to your efforts. And don't approach me with nothing that isn't money or breath. I'm close to choking a pussy, sweaty man. You best to bet your bottom dollar on him. With a couple niggas weighing cess like it's a lot of options. 15 on me for soda and swishes. Now who's the shit, a bag of chips and a colon to cleanse it? I'm over bitches trying to act like I owe him a picture. Rather introduce these hoes to Vince who can show you a pistol. Listen, ST was the older initials. Bent rap game type.